Brian Schroeder. He's been named to a very important position for the Sparrow Health System. Dr. Schroeder, how are you?
Good. Very well. Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Well, congratulations. You have been named the Chief Medical Officer for Sparrow Health System.
That's correct.
What's that mean?
I am the senior physician in the organization that sits on the administrative team. We have chief financial officers, chief executive officers, chief operating officers. I'm the chief medical officer. And so I represent all of the medical staff to administration, and I'm also sort of the voice of administration back to the physicians on the medical staff.
What were your thoughts when you were named to the position?
This was really a dream come true for me. I've had a steady progression up the ranks in healthcare over the last 30 years now, and this was really a real pinnacle for what I had always hoped to achieve.
All right, being a voice from the administration to the physicians, very, very important.
Right, right. Hospitals today are very complex environments, and we are always concerned about safety for our patients and about improving the service to the patients and their families, and to be able to convey the ideas of administration to the docs and say, here's where we need to go. That's a pretty big role.
What are the biggest concerns that physicians have?
Well, these are very trying times for physicians. It used to be that you'd go out after residency and hang out the shingle, and you would come to the hospital periodically and ply your trade, whether it was doing surgery or admitting an ill patient. And through a lot of regulation, through a lot of changing financial, the changing finances of healthcare these days, it's gotten to be a much more difficult kind of environment in which to practice. And many physicians are looking towards networking, either forming small groups or large groups on their own, or looking to the hospital to help employ them or partner with them in some sort of non-employment kind of model in order to be able to shelter them from a lot of these changes that are coming.
What's your thoughts about the challenges of Obamacare, especially with the aspect that the Supreme Court may end it?
This is a big question mark that we're all driving down this road, and the road is being built in front of us as we're heading at breakneck speeds. It's a real complex kind of picture. We realized that a lot of the changes in financing were set in place long before the election of 2008. So no matter who would have won at that point or another, changes were going to be coming. So we're preparing for those kinds of things, but yet the specter of what the totality of the Affordable Care Act has for us still remains to be seen.
What are the differences between the physicians at Sparrow and, say, some other hospital?
The thing that really impressed me the most when I first arrived here was the amount of ownership that the Sparrow medical staff has within the hospital environment itself. In other places where I've practiced, hospitals and physicians had sort of a not adversarial relationship, but just an uncomfortable one, that they were both heading down this path together, but they were, uncomfortable roommates, so to speak. The docs here at Sparrow have a great deal of ownership in the quality of the care that's delivered here. They're not afraid to tap another colleague on the shoulder and say, that probably wasn't the best thing. What do we need to do together to help improve this?
What can patients do to help doctors do their jobs better?
Yeah, that's a great question. The best patient is a well-informed patient. And by that, I don't mean just running out to Google and looking up the top 10 symptoms that you've got and come up with a myriad of diseases that you think you have. But to be involved in the care, to be open and honest with your doctor. These are the things that I'm concerned about. Ask a lot of questions. No doc is going to be put off by that. We love to answer questions. We love to be engaged with our patients. And so when somebody comes to me and says, these are the things that I'm worried about, these are the things that I'm thinking about, it really gives me a perspective that I may not have thought about. It really gives me an idea of where they're coming from. And so a well-informed, questioning patient is the best kind of patient to have.
And then finally, Dr. Schroeder, what's at the top of your agenda? What do you hope to get done in this first year as the Sparrow Health System's new Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer?
The most important thing for me is to get to know as many of the physicians as I possibly can. There are over 900 on the medical staff here, and there's not enough lunches in the year in order to get to meet them all. But that's really the most important thing for me. I've told them all that I'm trying to spend as much time with my ears open and my mouth closed and learn about the needs, the particular needs of this medical staff and this institution. And for me, that's a tough thing to do.
And one last question for you. Yeah. The relationship between doctors and nurses, how is that?
You know, one of the things that I sort of bring to the table, I was a nurse for 10 years before I went into medicine. And so I think I'm sort of uniquely poised to be able to answer that question, so I appreciate that. We rely on one another in order to be able to provide the care that patients and families need. It can be somewhat strained, but in the past, it typically was. Going forward, though, there was a much more of a team approach to be able to provide that care. At the bedside, the nurses spend the bulk of their day with the patients. They hear what's going on. They hear what what fears and concerns patients may have, and they're able to provide that sort of insight for us. We then help outline the care. The nurses help us communicate. They bridge the gap between the things, the orders we write and the treatments we prescribe. And really, it's probably the best time to be in healthcare right now because of these kinds of relationships.
Dr. Brian Schroeder, the new Chief Medical Officer for Sparrow Health System, thanks so much for your time. We look forward to chatting with you again.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Tony.